Hello and welcome to Digital Logic PC Gaming Podcast with Ender's Logic, Flopsy, and your host, Robert Digital. Now turn your game volume down, your earbuds up, and fucking enjoy.
All right, big number 70, the episode.
Yeah.
Sorry about last week. We had some technical difficulties with that one. We lost a little bit at the beginning. Thanks to whatever listener brought that to our attention, too, by the way.
Oh, yeah. Who was that? Oh, shit.
Really early, too. Like, yeah. It had just hit. And
somebody messaged me. God damn it. Right. I wanted to give him a shout out, but I can't think of it right now. But real shout out, you know who you are.
And we love you.
Yeah. All right. Message me. I'll shout you out next week.
Nice. Well, we're playing it safe this week, so hopefully no problems. So we're going to start it out with a new game that we got called Would You Buy It? I guess that's the title we're going with.
Sure.
So we're each going to pitch a game, and the other two people are going to say, I would either pre-purchase that, I would buy it at some point, wait for it, wait till it goes on sale, or not interested, never going to buy it, ever.
All right. Cool.
Who wants to
go last?
You want to go last? Yeah. Okay.
Okay. Chad, you go first.
Okay. So, all we get to give you is the name of the game and a short description, right?
Yep.
Okay. My game is called The Lone Gunman. Mm-hmm. It's a first-person Hitman-style game. You can choose your motivation. Start out as a specialist, a foreign specialist, or maybe you're hired by a political rival, or you're just plain crazy. You pick your venue, you set it up. You plan out the perfect assassination, but that's where the game just starts.
It's called Hitman.
No, you've done the hit, and now it's about the follow-up that goes on.
Oh, interesting.
So the Hitman, the hit is just the start.
Okay. I don't know. I like the idea of choosing your motivation. That seems unique. That interests me. But I definitely
can I ask
not a
questions
pre-purchase.
Or is that just that?
Sure. Why not?
Okay. I need to know it. So you... The game starts afterward, and you're trying to evade the law?
The opening act, so to speak, is you performing it, and then you've got four acts left to go.
Oh, I see.
So the first act is you doing it.
Okay.
But the choices you make early on where you do it...
So you can play this game over and over.
A lot of replay value here.
Bobby? Value.
Mm. All right, what's your guys' decision?
This might be a wait till it's on sale for me. I'm not a huge fan of the Hitman games.
Okay.
Just so we could clarify, there's four grades you can get in this game. It's pre-purchase, which nobody really ever does. Day one, wait for sale, or never touch it. So.
And you are going with?
Yeah, probably a sale.
Okay.
Item for me.
All right.
Okay, not a winner, apparently.
This is not a competition, but you lose.
Okay, thanks.
Well, I got a bunch of great ideas here. I don't know which one to pick.
Yeah, Bobby, you're up next.
I'm going to go with Breaking Bad by Telltale Games.
Ooh.
Okay. Are you going to give me any sort of description? Or
that's all the description you need, man. You know exactly what it's going to be. Breaking Bad by Telltale Games.
I think
this would be great because I did not watch Breaking Bad. I know that's like a crime these days. And everyone's like, oh, you got to watch it. And I'm like, well, dude, you're talking about over 100 hours worth of video at this point.
Yeah.
If you're going to watch Breaking Bad season 1 through 6, I think, you're looking at over 100 hours. That's too big of a mountain.
Longer
to climb.
If you're including Call Cousin Sal. What's it called?
Oh, Better Call Saul. Yeah, Better
which
Call
is
Saul.
Really good.
Is
yeah,
it?
Which is here that's great too.
Yeah,
but
I can't believe how good it is. You know, never does a spinoff ever work.
But
as good as that is, like, I'm not going to sit through that amount of footage, that many episodes to be able to take that all in. So if they could sum it up somehow in a Telltale game, hell yeah, that'd be great.
I know this is a crime against humanity, but I've watched half of season one. I can't stand the show. And I've heard it gets better after season one. So at some point I will go back and watch it. But as of right now, I would not buy the game because one, the Telltale Games series isn't really my thing. And two, Breaking Bad really isn't my thing either.
Can Torrent be a an option.
What's your? Yeah, well, you love Breaking Bad, and you love Telltale Games.
Yeah, I always wait for them, like a massive sale, so like a year two sale, like two.
Okay,
yeah.
So you're going sale.
Yeah,
you. So maybe this is just pointing to the fact that we're cheap bastards, and not anything related to the actual games.
No, I pre-purchased GTA, so there are things.
Okay.
That will get there.
But wait, so you guys both said sale, so am I winning now between the two of us?
Oh, right, yeah.
Okay, I guess so. Sweet.
Until Emilio goes.
Okay, what you got?
Well, naturally, it's going to be called Titties.
Okay.
Right? It's a VR breast augmentation game.
You know, that's so funny, because one of my ideas was DLC for Surgeon Simulator called Breast Enhancement.
There you go. It was going to be a Fumble Core type game. Right, but here's
where you're trying to shove massive fakies in.
Right, but okay. But here's the thing, it comes with balloon peripherals. Yeah, right. So you're like trying to shove like grapefruit inside these things without popping or whatever, and then you take off the VR set and look at your work, and then you grade yourself, or maybe you take a picture of it, and then it'll score your work. So.
Okay.
I'd go with the purchase on that.
Yeah. Way.
I don't. Okay. So, like, I don't really like the Fumble Core too much.
Yeah.
But I might get it on sale. It's got a couple cool.
Cool
things. Two specific.
Exactly. Two specific.
Well, I'm really surprised this hasn't come up yet as some sort of DLC for Surgeon Simulator, because they have all sorts of crazy stuff in there, like
alien
operations.
One, right?
Yeah, they have like an alien autopsy. I'm like, well, obviously, we need to take this to a sexual level. So, breast augmentation. I mean, that's a very common surgery, or some sort of plastic surgery.
Definitely.
For sure.
Okay.
Something
so
weird.
I guess Miller won that one, I guess.
Yeah. You win a trademark. If that comes out, man, you can take it up with them.
I should have known you would have got it.
For the calf muscle, you
patent pending.
For calf augmentation, you'd have to put it like a mango inside a sock or something like that.
The fuck? Your brain goes weird places. All right. Anyways.
It's been a long week again. Bobby, what have you played this week?
Well, obviously, lots and lots of Heroes of the Storm. Chad joined us for a while.
It's weird.
Oh, yeah.
It's weird because I can't see Juan anymore. So, can you add it to Steam so people can see and I can see when you're playing Heroes?
Yeah, but I'm usually offline on Steam anyway. But you should be able to with your Battle.net account. You're on my friends list.
Yeah, but I don't. I mean, I would launch that just to see if you're on, basically, I guess. Hmm.
Oh, okay.
A whole click just to see where my buddy is at? I don't know.
Yeah.
I don't know.
Or you just leave it on.
Yeah.
Yeah.
No, I uninstalled that shit, dude. I was over it. No. It's still there. And well, Nick's playing, too. But you are not friends with Nick, so...
I don't have him on Battle.net. Yeah. I'll have to get his tag, because, yeah, he's pretty good at those games. It'd be fun to team up with him.
He's got the setup, dude. He's living with four dudes, right? You know, they're young. They're 20 or whatever, right? Which is what you do. And they have a gaming room. They have a LAN room with, like, five computers at it. And they all, like, play, you know... of MOBAs and stuff like that. I was like, what's the beat-off situation there? And he's like, phones have come a long way.
See, I don't know if I could dedicate a single room towards gaming. I'd still much prefer to have it in my own room. My own bedroom.
Literally live in a one-room house.
Yeah.
You're...
I pretty much live in a hotel room.
Yeah, exactly.
It sounds perfect. Shitty, though, but it's really nice. It's a nice place.
If you look at our old videos...
Yeah, well, you can't really get it.
You can see my microwave.
Yeah.
That's a nice microwave.
Yeah.
I don't know. I wouldn't have that.
But no, I got to get his tag and play with that guy. I've kind of found a group that I play with a lot. One of our listeners, David, is winning. Been playing a lot with him and some of his friends. And we do pretty well, actually. Like
not
I've started.
With me.
Now Chad joined and we didn't do so well.
Chad was so upset, dude. So upset.
It was frustrating. It was loss after loss. We had a bad losing streak, and Chad left. We played another game, and we lost that. And then David left. We played another game. It was down to me and this other guy, Justin, I believe his name is. It was just me and him. Everybody else had left. Three straight wins. We're like, all right, call it a night. We found out the problems here. But you know what? You know what I've started doing that I never even really did in Smite is playing ranked mode almost exclusively now. In Smite, I'm undefeated in ranked, 3-0. The record stands. Can't touch this. But in Heroes of the Storm, I've started playing. They call it Hero League, and it's the ranked match. And they start you at rank 50, and you work your way down by winning. And if you lose, you lose a little bit of rank. But I'm finding that
Hearthstone.
Yeah,
same thing. Well,
I think it's a similar.
Oh, I have that in Hearthstone as well.
Well, you start at 25, And like the first, till you hit 20, you can't lose rank.
Okay.
And then 20 to 1, and then when you hit 1, it starts going by individual numbers.
And Bob, you can go into rank
or something
with,
like that.
You can queue with 2 or 3 or 4, it doesn't matter.
Yeah, you can group
Mine's
up.
Mine's only 5 or 1.
Yeah, which I thought was strange. You can solo queue or you can group with 2, 3. I haven't tried 4 or 5 yet, but...
I'm wrong, actually. They just, for season 2, they put in duo queue.
Oh.
Yeah.
That's cool. Kind of cool. Because a lot of times you are just playing with one other person.
Yeah.
And if you're going up against people, maybe they don't have the player base yet to be able to group people appropriately at those different levels. I don't know.
It's just really hard because a team that has people playing together and a team that doesn't, the coordination is just so... Because MOBAs are so communication dependent.
Yeah.
That it just... It wrecks... Like, if you play a team of 5 against 5 individual players, the chance of you winning is just, like, so small.
Yeah. Well, what I'm noticing with Heroes of the Storm, when I play the ranked queue by myself or with other people, it doesn't matter, you get a much more stable team, a much more appropriate composition, you know, be it, like, 2 specialists, a healer, and a tank, or, you know, whatever... Or whatever you think is going to work well, because you you know, one person picks and the other team picks 2, and then the other team picks 2. You know, it goes in that snake pattern, I believe. So you get a balanced team, but not only that, the people are there to win, and they're taking the game a little more seriously. You get a lot less of the people just either being new and playing poorly, or griefing, or
being drunk,
just disconnecting. People are having a lot of trouble with their connections on that game. There's just been some major issues with latency.
Do you think that's a Blizzard side? It sounds like a Blizzard.
I think it's a technical thing, because even I was, and I unplugged my router, plug it back in like every 2 weeks, and it fixes the problem. But I know a lot of other people have just been having all sorts of connection issues.
The one thing Blizzard would get right is netcode, considering like all their games
have. Oh, I blame massive packet loss and
I think that's why they don't want to take it out of closed beta yet and make it open beta, because they're just worried the servers are going to get bombarded and it's going to make the problem 10 times worse.
So I play the tutorial, and man, it is pretty. It's very, very pretty.
Yeah, it's a good-looking game, especially at 120 hertz on my monitor. Like, it's just so fluid. It's a great-looking game.
They call him the one-upper.
Yeah.
Everybody, I'm over here saying how beautiful something is. He's like, my version's better.
Yep.
Shit. You can't get anything over on this guy.
You're going to have to throw some serious cash at your rig.
Yeah.
Speaking of which, when are you going to upgrade your rig so I can get some of your hand-me-downs?
Maybe soon, actually. I still want to get that Titan... And the Acer Predator monitor, I think, is going to be out soon.
Is that the 4K one?
Yeah. Well, G-Sync? It's actually 1440p. It's not quite true 4K.
Oh, okay.
G-Sync?
Yeah, G-Sync and 144 hertz and IPS panel. So
what's IPS?
IPS is technology for monitors. It's IPS or it's TN. IPS has better color, better viewing angle, better contrast. You need an IPS. If you're doing any sort of like photo or video editing, you have to have an IPS basically. For gaming, it is better, but the response time is usually a little higher. It's like 4 milliseconds as opposed to 1 millisecond on a TN panel. So it's a bit of a trade-off, but in most people's opinion, well worth it, but a lot more expensive.
How much more are you paying? It's hard to say, I guess.
Yeah, you know, this monitor actually is supposed to not be that expensive, around the $700-$800 mark, I think.
Ooh.
And it's 27-inch, which, yeah, that's what I have now, so it wouldn't be much of a difference.
Well, I've got 34, and let me tell you, everything looks gorgeous on that thing.
Yeah, I'm sure.
Well, you're using a TV that doesn't want to accept 1920 by 1080 resolution, too, man.
Not every game runs at whatever, 1050? Something 1050.
Oh, 1680 by 1050.
Yeah. And not every game has that option. Most do, though. Like, more and more.
That's not a super common one, like 1080p or even 720p, but 1680 by 1050 is still, like, that should be on every list.
It fucks up my videos, too, when I'm recording on.
Well, I think that's a 16 by 10 aspect ratio as opposed to the 16 by 9, which is, like, the default standard these days.
I'm going to nod and pretend I know what's going on.
Can't they just agree on one and go with it?
Like, well, they pretty much have. Like, 16 by 9 is it, but like maybe 5-10 years ago, like you saw a ton of 16 by 10 aspect ratios, and you don't see that anymore, though. Hmm. especially on laptops, you sell a lot of that.
But, so, I've been playing some Blizzard stuff too. Should I go right into it? Is there anything else you want to mention anything else on Heroes of the Storm?
Besides how gorgeous it is at 120 hertz?
Did you actually play any games?
I haven't played it. It doesn't let me because I accidentally pushed casual. Although this game, if you've never played MOBA, this is the game to play. It's so easy.
Yeah.
Compared to everything.
You just have to worry about yourself.
It's and by far easier.
Every two levels, you have to pick a skill.
And it's much more based on team fighting and fighting other gods.
Yeah. Well, and objectives, too. The objectives in the map are huge. And that's the number one mistake that people make is they don't go for the objectives. Because a lot of people come from different MOBAs, and they're like, you know, the objective will happen, and there'll be some sort of object that everyone needs to run to and fight over. And people who have played other MOBAs are just like, oh, cool, everyone's leaving the lane, free push. And then they'll just stay in lane and get, like, one little measly tower while, you know, the other team grabs the objective.
And that objective will usually get you two towers or something like that.
Oh, right? Give you, like, well, the way they have it is, like, two towers, one fortress. So you take out the tower and the wall, then you get the fortress. Then you have another set of that, and then you have the core. So, you know, like most MOBAs, there's layers you got to break through on each.
Hey, Bob, when you get to the fort and there's that force shield, I also noticed that you can hit the wall on the side past the tower. What's the benefit of that?
Your creeps won't go through unless you break the actual force field.
So why would you ever attack the wall?
No, you can. Well, the only reason you'd attack that wall is just to make it easier for you to get in and out.
Yeah.
Oh, you personally.
You can break it. You can break it and go through.
Oh, I see.
But not the creeps.
Oh, that's interesting.
Yeah.
Yeah. So a lot of times, like, people won't even touch those unless they're, like, almost destroyed, and then they'll just finish it off. Just, you know, makes for an easier getaway if you're in the enemy's base.
I do like the heroes. Is there a god pack that you can buy now?
Unfortunately not. They have the starter bundle, but that's one thing I'm surprised about. And I guess they don't do this in League or in Dota, but Smite's maybe the only one where you can just buy all of them.
Yeah. Not only do I think Smite should have done that, they put it on sale for $20
last weekend. Is shit ridiculous.
I know, it's so good.
Well, they make their money with the costumes and stuff. Yeah. Like,
yeah. And you haven't been playing, Bob. They came out with these 0.5 skins? Or
2.5s or version 2s or something like that?
Yeah, something like that. Where it's like, it's kind of like the regular costume, but it's got some bonus, like, it's almost like you leveled up a little bit, and you have the next level of that. So you look like Thor in his regular shit, but you're glowing more, and there's more lightning.
And like your armor is like, it's like you got the next tier of gear.
But it's cheap. It's only like
250
maybe. 200 or yeah. Interesting.
And Medusa came out, which is overpowered, I think. So she's fun, though.
I haven't really noticed, but I haven't played that much. Anyway.
So the Blackrock Mountain expansion came out for Hearthstone. It's $24.99 if you want to buy it as just
outright
pack. You can also earn it through gold, similar to everything else. So I just bought it because I like the single. This is a single player only encounter. It'll give you cards to add to your pack to your.
Much like exactly like Naxxramas.
Yeah, right? It's a Naxxramas.
So you're gonna end up with 30 new cards or so.
Yeah, something like that. Yeah.
Okay.
Right now I'm a little disappointed at the difficulty. I literally took my Mech Rogue deck, which is not a good Mech Rogue deck. It's something I just threw together to try something out and just beat all three of them. I didn't lose once. Then I went into the class challenges because that's the normal mode. It's the easier mode.
Right.
But when I did Naxxramas, I lost a couple times trying to figure out the right deck to use for even then.
So you're in the first wing, right?
The first wing.
Okay. I don't want to say that the first wing was easier than the second wing that was easier than the third wing. Is that how it worked? Or is it 1, 2, 3 scaling? You know what I'm saying?
They got harder usually on that wing. Like
is every wing harder?
Sometimes. It's not supposed to be.
Not necessarily. Yeah,
not necessarily. Yeah.
Maybe that deck was just lucky?
I don't know. So anyways, I beat all those first time. Then I went into the class challenges. Beat all the both class challenges without dying.
Maybe you have the best deck ever.
No, but the class challenges, they give you a deck. They don't like...
Oh, right.
So, for the mage one, your whole deck was Unstable Portals. Literally, that's all it was.
Unstable Portals.
Two cost. It gives you a random guy that costs 3 less to play.
Okay.
And
oh, right.
So, like, you...
Just overrun the dude.
It's RNG. You either get the guys you don't.
Right. Yeah.
So, I beat it first time. Then I went into the heroic mode, beat the first guy on the first try, And the second guy is actually, I've played him 4 or 5 times and haven't beat him yet. But I literally got up to the second guy in heroic mode before I failed.
Okay, well, let's break it down, though. So you've put in about 2 to 3 hours at this point. 2 to 3 hours.
Something like that.
Right? And you paid about $7 for this wing. How about that?
Yeah.
It doesn't sound terrible, but yeah, I can see that. Because the first one, it was a puzzle game.
Yeah.
You had to, and it's all about that. Yeah, putting your, and it kind of took that part away from it because you didn't have to go back to the lab and build a deck
exactly.
to do this, which you enjoyed from the first one.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So, but.
I think you, I think the it other just thing- so happened that the people that had to make a deck to beat this happened to be a Mecha Rogue deck or whatever.
I don't know. Like, it's not a good deck. Like, it doesn't have a lot of key pieces that you need for a Mech Rogue deck. Right. And it's still, it just swamped him. Like, the one of the guys, his hero ability pulls a card from a creature from his deck and a creature from your deck and puts them both into play.
Okay.
And my Mech Rogue deck doesn't have a creature bigger than 3.
Oh, right. And you still won.
And I still won.
Yeah.
Like, it's like...
Yeah.
Like it, like the opposite design of what you have to do, because I went into heroic, that was the guy I beat.
Yeah, you would think and all
I,
big.
I just
yeah.
made a druid deck with all heroic, like legendaries mm-hmm. and big guys, and that's the one I stomped him with.
Right.
But it was, I don't know, it was just, it wasn't challenging enough yet, but that's just the first wing, so we'll see.
And heroic's where it's at.
Yeah.
I think everybody beats the first one, like, pretty easily.
Well,
heroic's where it's at.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It is, but I don't know, I thought they could have had a little more challenge. The other thing I didn't like is the first guy. I think it's the first guy.
What's the theme? What kind of cards are coming?
They do cards that make things cheaper based on minions that die. Okay. So there's, for example, there's a mage card that does 4 damage. It costs 5, but it's 1 cheaper for each minion that's died this turn.
Mm.
So if you play it at the end of your turn, it could potentially be cheap.
Be free.
Or free. Yeah. But if it's played, you know, like you build decks around it, but... they're doing mechanics like that.
Mm.
I haven't noticed a whole too much more regarding that.
Is Blackrock Mountain the second campaign expansion they've had for Hearthstone?
Third. So third. The first one was Naxxramas. Then they did the Mechs and what was it?
Mechs and Ninjas.
Mechs and Goblins.
Goblins.
Oh, I don't remember that one.
Well, Mechs and Goblins wasn't like these ones. It wasn't like this thing that you have to play through.
Yeah, it wasn't a single player campaign.
It was just a bunch of cards.
Okay. So this technically is the second single player campaign.
Yes, like, this is the second solo adventure, they call it.
Yeah.
The other thing that annoyed me was the first one, the first boss, Corin Direbrew, his whole deck is legendaries.
Jeez.
The problem is he announces every card that he plays. Like,
oh, it takes forever.
Yeah, and you know it does the voice acting and right. and the little. So every turn, if he's playing one,
that
or two
guy
cards,
earned his paycheck.
Like it's so bad. Like you're sitting there 15 seconds every time he's playing a card.
Yeah.
It just got annoying.
And you know that guy has never played any kind of game, and he's reading these crazy.
Well, it's the
names.
It's got the dwarf voice, oh, you know. Right, right. So it's fun to listen to, but it's like just play the card. Court.
I heard there was, or I saw advertised on the Battle.net client that there was new emotes for Hearthstone or something like that.
I didn't notice.
You know how you can right-click and say things like a greeting or...
Yeah.
I think they were having new ones or
diversifying
new ones.
Or like animations. If your little picture would do something, like flip the bird or something, that would be awesome.
Yeah. That would be cool.
Yeah.
When I did play Hearthstone, I noticed people sometimes would overuse those a little bit.
Yeah.
I didn't realize you could do it for the longest time, but
it'll also stop you if you spam, right?
You can't, like, it has a cooldown before you can use them again.
Right. Yeah,
but you can also right-click them and squelch them.
Yeah, squelch them, which means shut up.
Yeah.
I didn't know you could do that.
They
didn't have that when I played.
They did. You didn't look.
Did.
Is it like a mute?
Yeah, that you can mute them.
Because you have to click on them.
Okay.
Yeah.
So, I'm still surprised you haven't played this more, Bobby. Like,
yeah, I played it a lot when it first came out, but I don't know.
Single players are fun. Naxxramas was a lot of fun.
I did play Naxxramas, and I did like that. I didn't get very far in it, but I enjoyed that maybe even more than the multiplayer and the versus.
I found it really cheesy.
Really?
Yeah. I did like the challenges. I did like the puzzle aspect of it. I don't know. The voice acting and jokes were just super cheesy.
I didn't pay too much attention to that.
It's got the Blizzard, like, a little bit of cheese factor.
But I heard they were having a huge problem with just too many bots in the multiplayer on Hearthstone.
They are.
I don't know if that's still an issue.
I think they did something.
They did something.
They banned a bunch of accounts.
They banned a lot of accounts. Thousands and thousands of accounts.
Yeah, but I don't know.
And it's a lot harder to get a Blizzard account than a Battle.net account than it is a LoL account.
Yeah.
So I played Legend of Grimrock 2. It's been sitting there for a long time. I probably played like 3 hours before this, but I was waiting for Bobby to play it because he's a big Legend of Grimrock fan, so we could shoot the shit. But you know, he sucks. So
he hasn't gotten on sale.
It
for
did.
Very
I
cheap.
Texted you
for $14.99. Now I'm holding out.
Whoa.
How much is the regular price?
$22.49 or something, like $23, $25, I think.
So first of all, I'm gonna say an old school RPG, and I say this a lot, and I want to maybe clarify for somebody who doesn't know what I mean by old school RPG. Basically, you make your own character, and there's a lot of stats where you can put points into. The way that you get the points is irrelevant, and you know, you have to level up and then you usually get a point, like 1 point, and you can put it into one of these many stats, and you're doing these micro little things. Like a new age, or a new version of RPGs would be like a skill tree, mm-hmm. where you just go into the skill tree and just click and then you're done. There's a lot less thought that goes into it. Well, I don't know. Maybe not a lot less thought, but, it's very, you feel like you're tinkering on a car as opposed to just going to the shop and getting new tires. Just, you know what I mean?
Okay.
It's more like you feel like you're tuning as opposed to massive upgrades, I guess. And you feel like more into the characters because you made them from scratch. Mm-hmm. This isn't Cloud that they just gave you.
Did you name them?
Yeah. You're all in there.
So what am I?
You are a Minotaur warrior.
Naturally.
Out front. Bobby is a rat. pistol shooting rogue type killer from the back line. I'm a battle mage that I always keep going with this hodgepodge shit and it fucking doesn't work. I'm supposed to be tanky but do damage. And I just keep getting railroaded, like, so bad.
Wait, hold on. You want to be tanky and do damage?
Yeah. Like, tanky.
But range, because you're a mage.
And magic. Tanky and magic is what I'm going for. And it's just, there's no resources in this game. It's really tough.
And who's the fourth?
It was Albie. And he was like, it still is Albie, but Albie died.
So there's permadeath. When someone dies, you can't bring him back?
Yeah.
Isn't there like a resurrection?
No.
Oh.
So you gotta, well, maybe if you go to,
you can you can save and go back.
You
to
can save any point, so it doesn't really matter.
Oh, okay.
So there's a lot of F5-ing going on. And it's a tough game. It's very challenging. So that's what I mean by an old school RPG. This is like, you're looking at stats, lots of stats, not just, you know, Grim Dawn, there's stats, but there's only three. I wouldn't call that old school.
And when you put a point in, you get like 27 points into that.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's very, it looks, well, I don't know about the second one, but the first one was very, like, D&D based, and it was grid based also, like,
yeah, you move forward a square.
Mm-hmm. So it's not too heavy on the visuals. It reminded me so much of this Nintendo game I used to play called Swords and Serpents. Not a very popular one, but the exact same thing, grid based, and you've got a little map in the corner, you go step forward, and then, like, a zombie will pop up, and you know, you don't actually see the animations being played out, but when you hit the zombie, like, shakes and like glows or something, so you know it was a hit.
Yeah. So this is still grid-based, and so you're a four-player squad, and you can move who's in front around, but that's pretty much it. If you get attacked, if you get flanked, your back line's going to get worked, and they're not wearing any armor. There's not a whole lot of armor going on in this game. It's all hand-me-downs. Oh, we found the fucking pretty cool leather vest. Well, Chad's going to get that. Then Emilio's going to get the t-shirt that he was wearing. And Bobby's going to get the tank top that Chad was wearing. And finally, Albie's going to... Because it's just... That's the way it works. There's not a lot of gear going around at all.
Gotcha.
And so, like, it's a game of hand-me-downs. And so the combat keeps you on the toes, on your toes, because it's kind of like whack-a-mole. You're trying to do your best ability that you can do every time one comes up, but they're not on, this is up every 3 seconds, and you have to push it every 3 seconds. It's, they have weird timing. They just happen to come up sometimes, so they don't come up in the same order. Like, say your combo is 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. Your abilities don't come back in that order that you push them in. They come in. So you have to really be on top of it. Plus, you have to be using things from your inventory during the fights. And you need them. Like, most RPGs, Skyrim, I've held every potion ever. Like, I never use anything. This one, you really need to go in there. Sometimes I have to pass items to other people for him to use in the middle of the fights. There's a lot of, like, secret learning, secret searching. You're looking for little, like, scratches on a wall, or you're doing this. It's a really good game. The graphics, Bobby, like, as far as for, like, from a part one to a part two, it's huge. It flirts with photorealism at times. The bad guys are so well animated and so just constructed. It's great. I mean, there was this part where I could hear these mummies and I was looking for them because I was ready to fight them. And just the shadows from the torches blinking off of their heads going on to the next tile because they were down a hallway. I was like, whoa, that looks really cool. And all the bad guys look really cool. They did a really good job with this game. The only reason I'm going to stay away from it is it's just too time consuming. Bobby told me that he cheated to beat the first one. So I was like, okay, so that's on the board. So I'm going to cheat. I never cheat. So I started cheating, and it's still hard.
What do you mean by cheating?
Like going online and looking for like walkthroughs.
Oh, okay, gotcha.
And so there's just so much to this game, and it's just going to be too time-consuming. Even with the walkthrough on my phone and I was playing, it's still tough. It's a hard game. You're going to put a lot of time in this, but you also feel... what I really liked about this game is you have a four-player... person squad, but how are you going to feel immersed in four players? But since it's first person, you feel immersed even though you're represented by four players or characters, which is
cool.
Original and unique. So that's probably the best thing they have going for themselves. But I do panic like when playing with at RTS, like, oh fuck, am I clicking all the right shit at the right time?
Because there's no pausing.
If
you push
you can pause, but you can't see what you're doing.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Well, it's not games like Dungeons of Dreadmore where when you make one move, the enemy gets one move.
Right.
It's not turn-based at all. And I remember I can't speak for the second one, but I'm assuming that's the case. But the first one, a lot of the difficulty was entering a room where there were just a lot of bad guys and trying to maneuver around them, or even the final boss fight where you had to constantly be moving. Like, you were constantly in motion and trying to position yourself so you can get the best angle to attack the boss when he was weak.
Yeah, the second boss that I fought in this game was a leprechaun.
It's not the four rats that I saw you fight about 8 times in a row.
No, it was a leprechaun, and he was creepy as fuck. And he's laughing at you and throwing rocks at you and jumping around all these pit holes. And you have to be really, really on the ball about where these holes are, because one misclick and you're dead. And he's also opening levers that open up more holes but close old ones. And you got to really be on this top of this guy. And if you get close, you might happen to swing and hit him. And then he runs off and he's laughing the whole time. It was a great one of the more enjoyable boss fights I've had in recent memory.
There was a lot of vertical gameplay in the first one, too, I remember. A lot of dropping, like going up one level, then dropping down in a hole to get to a secret area.
Yeah, there's a lot of holes that you have to drop, and then you can break your legs while you do that. So yeah. But it's all RNG, so whether or not that'll happen. Like, the first time, there's this one time where I had to go down, and two of my dudes broke their legs, and then the mummies killed me. But then I reloaded. And then I jumped down and nobody broke any legs. And then I just worked the dude. So there's a lot of, like, luck involved.
I wonder how long that game is. I think I remember him saying it was twice as long as the first one. And the first one took me, like, 12 hours. And that was even following some walkthroughs at some points.
If you have the time and you like this game, I think if you like old school RPGs, you're going to love this game. Like I said, immersion in RPG usually doesn't happen, especially this might be the first immersive old school RPG ever, because usually it's just numbers and turn based. Mm-hmm. This is first person and you're clicking on things, like there's action in the combat, which never happens.
Mm-hmm.
And so this might be the first one that's ever done that. So kudos to them. It's just, I don't have the time. I don't have the 40 hours.
So you're not going to play this anymore?
Oh yeah. No, probably not.
Yeah, hang on to that save. It would be nice if they could do a multiplayer.
No, it would be. It would be.
Yeah. Well, I played an interesting game this week. It caught my eye when I saw it advertised on Steam. It's called Discourse, spelt with a Y,
though. Naturally.
And I thought that was stupid. I hate when they misspell names. But then I thought about it, and I was like, well, that's how you spell dysfunction. And I think that's what they were going for, is like discourse, dysfunctional. Like, there's a lot of
They were dyslexic.
This is the one that's like interactive novels.
Yes, it's like a choose your own adventure game. And
he says he hates them.
I know.
No, this is what I've said before. I've
Pigeon
said
Pigeon Lover 5000. This one.
Oh no, that is, what are those games? Like Sakura Angels. No, those are Japanese visual novels. Yeah. This is a choose your own adventure. You make decisions and those affect what happens in the story. And I like what they did here, because this is what I've been saying I wanted to see in games for a long time, and that is don't give me any puzzles, don't give me anything I have to figure out. Just give me a story that branches in 1,000 different directions based on the decisions I make. That's all I want. I want to be able to play this game with like one finger.
Well, and in their defense, though, that's probably the hardest thing to program, right? Because you have to you have to make 20 games instead of one.
Well, the way the in this case, I assume it did take them a very long time, because the branching narrative is very diverse. Like, I played, in 3 hours, I played the game about 3 times and got completely, I can see a bit of the structure. When you start to see this kind of thing after a while, you can start to see the structure and say, okay, if I say this at this part, then I'm going to go in this direction. That's going to branch over here. You know, you can start to see the lines of code in the matrix. But in this game, it's a little harder to do that. You crash landed on an island. You're a girl who worked at a coffee shop on a plane, crash lands on an island. You and I think 6 or 7, quite a few people. And you have to survive, I think it goes for about 9 or 10 days. And through the course of that, you have to make all these decisions, and those usually end up getting people killed or maimed or something, or lost, or all these bad things can happen. And then at the end of it, there's a few various conclusions. And then, a couple survivors. And it looks very 2D. It's like an old South Park episode, basically. Yeah. Very colorful, very cartoonish. But it was fun. I liked it. And it's just a story. There's no puzzles. There's no platforming. There's nothing of any sort of challenge at all. It's just you make these decisions.
It kind of reminds me of the Yogg.
It did remind me a lot of that game. Because
Can you actually beat the game?
Not really. I mean, you're going to
end... I mean, is this considered a game?
Well, much like the Yogg, is that considered a game? There's no way you can really lose. You just get different outcomes.
It's interesting. Was it expensive? I guess that's what it comes down to.
Yeah, well, it retails for $14.99, which I think is a little expensive, because you can beat the game in a little over an hour, going through all the dialogue options and paying attention to that. Once you beat the game, you can go back to any day. Like, you can go back to day 3, and it shows you, like, on day 3, these people were still alive. On day 6, only these people are alive, and this person lost their leg or something like that. and it shows you pictures of them.
This person.
Yeah, like, this person got attacked by a there is cannibalism in the game,
That's not the trailer.
There is people get attacked by crabs, so their legs get all messed up, so it'll show that visually. You know, the characters change visually. It's a great idea. I feel like it fell kind of short. And because it's so cartoonish, it's kind of hard to take the gravity of the situation seriously. But I don't know. I think it's cool what they're trying to do. They had an interesting promotion program for it as well. They have this website set up that looks like it was made in the early 90s. Like, it's super old school.
So Bobby's in.
Yeah. Bobby's all in.
But they put geocaches in places and took pictures of them and gave little hints to where they might be. And in these...
In real life?
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah. Wow. Yeah, and if you find one, it's got 100 keys for the game in it.
Interesting.
And these are scattered throughout, I think, the United States.
Hmm.
And a couple of them have already been found. I thought that was pretty interesting.
Yeah, that is cool.
What does geocaching have to do with the game, though?
I have no idea. I mean, it's you're stranded on an island, so maybe it's like a treasure hunt. Yeah.
Interesting.
Loose connection, but yeah, sure, whatever. They're giving away a ton of copies of the games.
Cool. But,
yeah.
So the other game I played, I've been itching to play an MMO. I still have my WoW account, but haven't really felt the urge to play it.
I have a really hard time calling this an MMO.
You're right. You're right. I loosely use that term. So,
well, if that's what they call themselves.
A buddy of mine at work has been playing Marvel Heroes since it came out. They did a relaunch sort of in 2015 with a bunch of balances and renamed it Marvel Heroes 2015. I don't know if they're going to do that every year, but so he's like, it's free to play. Come on, give it a go again. So I got, you guys know what this game is, right? Top down Marvel characters.
At its core, it's a dungeon crawler.
It's a dungeon crawler. With a
Diablo.
With a story-based system.
I think I played a little bit of this
game. You did. I made you play it because we were like, where can we play this co-op? I'm like, this game's good. Then we played it and we're like, fuck, I don't remember why I thought this was good.
There's definitely fun parts. I'm enjoying it. So I got back out on my account and I was playing the thing and I had no idea. He was like level 8. I didn't know what I was doing. I said, fuck this.
Start from the beginning.
I'm going to start from the beginning. Made a new account because it's free to play. So logged on. First thing I noticed, because when you first started, when I was playing, there's like only 4 or 5 characters you can pick.
I wish I could do that in life. I'm like, this shit's all fucked up. Let's just start over from level 1. Knowing everything that I know now.
Yeah, it's more roguelike then, right?
Yeah, for sure.
We want life to be a roguelike.
Yeah.
Okay. So when I was playing, there was only like 4 or 5 characters you can play. And I picked the thing because I'm an idiot. So now I logged on, and they have like 27 different characters you can play, and you can play them all. You can interchange them all up to level 10 until you finally say yes, this is the one I want to play, and lock it in. But you can play all of them and switch them out at your leisure, and you can still do that. All those characters are available to me up to level 10, but I can't go past level 10 unless I get them.
Are there other ones that aren't available? Or are the things that you weren't able to see?
I think so. Yeah.
Okay.
Day one, I
spent $10 on Colossus.
Okay.
Because he's my favorite character.
Yeah, Colossus, I don't think was available.
Yeah.
I ended up picking Human Torch. I went to 10 Ton Hammer.
What is that?
10 Ton Hammer is like a MMO specific website that has articles about all the MMOs.
Mm.
So this one was like a new starter guide, like who to play.
You want the most juice guy.
I wanted one that's going to be fun, but at the end of the game, I'm still going to be happy I picked it.
Okay.
That's what I wanted. And the article basically said either Hawkeye or Human Torch, and fuck Hawkeye.
Behind every hot chick is there a guy tired of banging her.
Yeah, that's so true.
No matter how juiced you are, like, you're going to get tired of clicking the same buttons, right?
But here's what I found out. This game is not about getting to 60, like it is like any other MMO. Like, it's not about getting your... It is about getting your guy to 60... But it's really about getting your stable of heroes built up. So you are, instead of thinking of yourself as I'm Human Torch, like you would think in a regular MMO, you're your account, you're your team.
I get it.
And you're trying to get them all up because...
You're like the Avengers and you want to get everybody up.
Sort of, why though? Because they have a bunch of different things. When you get your character up to 30... 25, something like that. You activate a bonus point. So for Human Torch, I can get extra area effect damage.
Okay.
And if I activate that, then it can be available for all my characters that play.
Oh.
So you have up to 10 points to spend. So your character is not even maxed out until you've got 10 characters at least to level 50.
Interesting.
So it's not really... And it's a different mindset than I'm used to, because I'm used to like picking
your
that guy
dude,
and getting him there and then starting to do end game content.
Well, they're definitely maximizing how much they're getting out of the content that they made. As far as like the leveling up, and then you go to this level. It's making people want to play it 10 times, as opposed to making things so good that you want to play it 10 times.
Yeah. So, and the other thing is, they added a whole bunch of new stuff. They've got like
good stuff?
Yeah, they've got like Hollow Sim missions, which are kind of like wave-based missions that you can try to go as many as you can. Right. They have these things called team-ups now, where you can basically have a minion that goes with you that can fight with you. So you could have Spider-Man as your team-up, and you can pull him out and fight during different sections.
Like a special move?
Not a special move, more like a temporary buff.
Oh, okay.
You can kind of activate him. The other thing is, so the story goes up. You finish the story probably around level 30 or so, but you can actually run the story three times with your character. And at certain points through the story, you get permanent bonuses. So, like, if you complete a certain quest, you'll get, like, extra skill point or whatever. So you haven't capped your character out unless you've gone through the story three times with the character.
Jeez. Really want you to play the same shit over and over and over.
Yeah. So,
is that the worst? That's got to be the worst part.
Well, it's. I can imagine being really bored with the story. But here's the other thing: after you hit a guy to level 60 or 50, I forget.
50, I think.
60 is the cap.
You said earlier. Oh, okay.
But they do some stuff at 50 and some stuff at 60. Okay. I think when you cap a guy out at 60, you now have a 40% XP bonus on all your other characters. Mm-hmm. And so the next guy you get up to 60, you get like another 10%.
But still, you're playing the same content.
Yeah. But that's why they have like the five mans, and they have like the Hollow Sims. So they have like...
Trying to diversify.
Yeah, you don't have to have like do the same mission again and again and again.
Sounds like a cash grab to me.
Well, so I've been told that they made 200 million the first week that it came out.
Right.
Or something like that, right?
I remember, yeah.
Yeah.
You reported on that.
Yeah.
That was like maybe your first episode, I think, or something.
Yeah, they basically made it up, made all their development costs in the first week, basically. Yeah.
With an IP like Marvel.
Yeah.
Or not IP, but with a franchise like Marvel. I mean, how can you fail?
Yeah. Well, people have figured out ways.
I honestly don't think it's a quality product. I think that...
Well, you haven't played the 2015.
That's true. But when I was watching you play it, it looked a lot like what I used to play.
Yeah. And it is a very much...
When I'm Hawkeye, I see seven other Hawkeyes running around, it was kind of like...
They've actually done some stuff to help alleviate that, too. One of the things that you can start like upgrading your costume, and you can put different visual effects on you. They've upped the costume count a lot. So, like, Wolverine has... at least 10 different costumes that he could pick from.
Right.
And they, of course, cost money, but...
But it's still Wolverine.
It's still Wolverine. And then they got this other thing called prestige levels. So basically, you can get to 60, and you can prestige it back to 1 and do it again. And it'll give you different, like, perks to, like, not in-game perks, but, like, visual perks to...
Oh, I see.
So if somebody's like, I'm Wolverine, that's the guy I play... You can prestige up to like 5 or 6 times, and each time
just have bloody claws,
or I forget exactly what all you can do.
That's kind of cool, I guess.
And this game is just called Marvel. That's
Marvel
it?
Heroes 2015.
Marvel Heroes,
yeah.
Okay,
it's available on Steam, free to play.
Thanks, Bobby. We got to do that more often. I was speaking of Legend of Grimrock 2 before.
So yeah, I'm probably gonna play some more because I've been talking with my buddies at work about this, and they've been asking stuff about it and all, so I'll play it some more. It's not like wowing me, but it's also free to play.
I would love for you to leave the mobile one just to play this one. I would love that. Even though I still think this is just a PC version of that other game, it would be so to see you at your computer,
Bobby,
as opposed to...
The reason he's bringing this up is that I'm still playing that mobile game from... Remember when I reviewed mobile games?
Oh, yeah, I remember.
What was that, 4 weeks ago? Something like that?
Sure.
I'm still playing the mobile one.
And not just that, but it's interrupting our Smite time. We don't mention this on the podcast very much. Chad and I play a lot of Smite still.
Yeah.
We probably play...
We figure you guys are bored with it, though.
Yeah. We probably play 2 hours a night, and it's really bringing the podcast down, because that's where all our gaming is going. But... in between, while you're waiting for your cue to pop, it's like his mic's still open, so I hear pop, and then Chad go, "God damn it!" And that's off mic. So it's hyper annoying. First of all, I don't believe in the model of the payment model. I don't believe in the game.
I haven't spent a dollar. I haven't spent any money. This is free to play.
Okay. I don't believe in the game. He's making noises that I don't want to hear. It just goes on and on, on and on. So
you're knocking something you haven't even tried.
I tried it.
No, you didn't.
I played the PC version on Facebook. The same thing, right?
Yes, okay. Yes, it is the same thing.
Yeah, I used to play Street Fighter 2, already knew all those sound effects, thanks.
That game's
for
good.
For sure, punch something new.
No.
For sure, so a sound guy should go out on the field and punch something new. Because I've heard that fucking punch sound for the last 30 years in gaming. Can we up?
What's the Wilhelm scream? The equivalent of Wilhelm.
I didn't know anything about that until Bobby brought that up. And then I looked up a montage. It was great.
Yeah. The game we're talking about, by the way, listeners, is Marvel's Avengers Alliance, which I consider to be the best mobile game available right this minute.
And Wilhelm scream, and look up the montage of that. It's pretty good. You'll be like, oh, yeah. Well, if you're old as shit, you'll be like, oh, yeah.
You've seen a lot of movies, yeah.
Yeah.
It's an eye-opener.
Anything else we played this week? That was it for me.
I think that's it. So, right. Well, I played a lot of Binding of Isaac, which I do. And
with your girl, though, mostly, right?
Mostly, yeah. But I was like, okay, no matter what, I'm going to finish the fucking guide that I've been talking about forever.
Yeah, you shut the door and don't let me annoy you.
I give up on it. I'm tapping out. Because this game is so random, you can't get the footage you want ever. Like, I think that these are common themes that are going to come up all the time. You got to play hours. And then when you're not playing to play the game, and you're playing to capture some video of something you want to do, it's a completely different, I'm burnt out. I'm not going to play this week because I'm just burnt out on it right now. I'm so over Binding of Isaac only because I was playing for footage and not for the fun. And so I'm giving up on it.
Do you think that if you are not seeing it after hours of effort, maybe it's not important enough to include in your walkthrough?
You would think. No. This is all I want to put in my... It's very basic. Hearts, keys, bombs, rooms. That's it. Not much. Three of the rooms. Not even all the special. It's just fucking so hard. It's really hard. So, anyway, I'm tapping out, folks.
I know people are waiting with bated breath.
Yeah.
To watch.
Unless I get written hand letters with lipstick kisses on the bottom.
Please don't send those.
Somebody asked a few weeks ago about games you were looking forward to, and I totally forgot to mention some, and I figured it'd be worth mentioning in our news section anyway, because they're coming up pretty quick. But Killing Floor 2, I've been excited about for a long time. I'm really a big fan of the studio, Tripwire, and I like Killing Floor 1, and 2 just looks so good. And on PC Gamer's YouTube channel, they had a ton of gameplay footage, and it looked exactly like I wanted it to. So that, I think, is coming. They said 2015, but they don't have a date or a month yet.
Bob, you're talking, when we're talking about Killing Floor, we're talking about Left 4 Dead-ish gameplay, right? Progressing. It's more about just waves, correct?
Yeah.
The graphics looked like poop.
I totally agree. I looked at those videos. Yeah, I looked at the videos and I was like,
They're definitely a step up.
Was like 14 polys on the.
It doesn't look like a new game. It looks like a game from maybe 5-6 years ago.
Yeah. Well, it's definitely a step up from Killing Floor 1. The cool thing about that game, it would run on anything. Like any crappy laptop
browser
or anything.
Do you think that's what they're going for here?
Possibly. It's on the Unreal Engine 3, but they said they modified it so much it's very different, and they've done a lot of things to improve on it. And Tripwire's always been about like the attention to detail, too, and I don't think a lot of people who are used to like Call of Duty graphics really appreciate it to the level. If you watch that PC Gamer video, the guy's talking about, did you notice like the smoke from the gunfire, or you know, the reflection in the blood or the persistent blood if you go to an area and come back, like all these little tiny details that people would totally gloss over, the fact that they record or they render like 240 frames a second or something. So when they do the slow-mo, you see it more smoothly. And, you know, stuff that would be totally lost on most people, but they're pretty dedicated at that studio. And like, if you look at any article about them, like they go out, they do their own Foley for the guns. They like Foley? For Red Foley. Sound effects.
Oh, I see. Yeah, go out in a field and punch some shit. Get some new sound effects.
Well, they went for Red Orchestra too. They went out and they had like the actual guns and shot them.
Same people.
Yeah.
Oh, interesting. Yeah.
It to me, it looked like, hearing from what you're saying, it sounds like you're putting glitter on shit because, like, I'm looking at these poly counts. These things are ridiculous. Like, it looked like stick figures.
Well, I don't think the graphics is the big selling point here anyway.
Well,
I
mean, but you were talking about graphic stuff, like the smoke of the gun and the reflection of the blood. Like,
yeah. I mean, all that stuff's a nice touch, but really the gameplay is what's going to sell it. Killing Floor 1 looked terrible, but it ran on anything, and it was really fun.
It was very popular.
Yeah.
I never got into it, though.
A ton of people played it.
Speaking
of... One of those cult classics. Somebody fart.
No. But bring it back to our opening. Would you buy it? What was it called? Oh, yeah. Would you play it?
I don't think I'd pre-purchase it. I don't know if they have a good pre-purchase deal, but I'm definitely picking this up early on.
We got to play it together.
I'm just saying, Killing Floor, it makes me want to punch babies. Like, seriously, like, can we think of something better than Killing Floor?
Well, it originally started as a mod, and people don't put a lot of attention.
Counter-Strike mod, yeah.
Was it? I don't know. It might have been. I don't know the full story, but it started as a modification, and I don't think people put a lot of effort into the names for that. There's a lot of dumb names out there. And then they spent 3 months making an actual standalone game, and I think they spent 3 years on this game. So a lot more effort being put into it. But
okay.
I don't know. I'm excited about that.
If it's free, I'll play it.
I was excited. Honestly, Bob, I was reading things, and I was reading these reviews, and I was reading these headlines, and I'm like, wow, this sounds amazing. This is going to be like Killing Floor, which had horrible graphics, but it's going to have good graphics. And then I watched the video. I was like, looks like Fear 2.
Yeah, I mean, the graphics aren't going to be spectacular, but look at Evolve. I mean, amazing graphics, but how...
The gameplay.
Yeah, how did that end up? You know, so
God, dude, when you said 3,000 players, that was a genuine reaction that you got from me. I was like, what?
Yeah. Currently, like, between 3,000 and 5,000. I checked it again a little while ago. But, yeah, Evolve currently has, like, between 3,000 and 5,000 people playing it right now.
That's funny because I saw a quote on Twitter from Evolve, who I follow, from a Evolve pro player. There's pro players, apparently.
Okay.
Yeah. They're just trying... I feel bad because I know a ton of work went into that. A ton. But what do you think fell victim? Just lack of diversity? Or
I think at the core, the gameplay just isn't very stimulating. It's repetitive.
Yeah.
I mean, it's the same thing over... You spend the first half of the game just running, chasing, which is never really exciting, and then...
It's a boss fight again and again and again and again, and like... You don't want a boss fight again and again and again. Not in a shooter, anyways. The point of shooting is to shoot people.
Well, Bob, I'm going to have to concede and say that you were right on this one. I was on the hype train, pulling on the...
It looked promising. Yeah, it had all the right ingredients. I mean, the guys from Turtle Rock, it looked great. But, yeah, and you know, it wasn't until we actually played the alpha... I think they opened the alpha up for like 2 days. I think Chad and I played like an hour of it. And like right after I played it, I was just like, huh, okay. Like right away, I knew.
To this?
Right away, I knew. Like, man, this really wasn't what I...
The trailer was so good with that girl singing Mama. That was so good. I was like, oh.
Oh, yeah. But I mean, we've been fooled by trailers before. Look at the first Dead Island where they had that slow motion rewind.
I'm fooled every time. Every time.
Well, I mean, you got to know a difference between something that looks cinematic and something that, like, actual gameplay.
Amelia would like a punch in the nuts if it was in slow motion and high gloss. Like
right
seriously.
Now, I don't know why people are hating on the new Star Wars film so much. I think it's going to be great. Everybody thinks I don't know. I don't want to say it's going to suck. Come on, just be optimistic. I think it's going to do well.
Be well. Well, the other game that is coming out soon is The Walking Dead Season 3. They're speculating May, but it's not confirmed yet. They're saying late 2015. for sure.
So that would be episode one of season three, right?
Yeah.
Gotcha.
Yeah, okay. Third season. And we had talked about, when we played season two, we had talked about if they're going to do three or not. And I didn't think they would. I really didn't. I mean, they really closed two, kind of like gave it some finality. Felt like that was the end of it.
Yeah. She's so young, though.
Oh, yeah. I mean, I guess you could continue the story with Clementine. I don't know if they're going to do that here, but I stopped watching the show a while ago. And
it's so good right now.
Whoa, it's so good. I don't think I could care less.
You need to stop talking.
Okay.
Season three, new writers came in and they botched the whole thing. Season four, the original writers came back and now it's amazing. And sometimes two episodes this season, I was like, I can't believe how good television is. That's how good.
No, TV is great these days, but I have a hard time with, I think it's primarily American television. They really drag things out. If you look at a lot of British television, they have, you know, like Sherlock is three episodes. Yeah.
They're basically three movies.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. I can do that, but I cannot watch 100+ hours of a TV show just because someone says, "Oh, it's great." You know, when I recommend
the commercials, right? Probably that's why.
No, I'm talking about runtime.
No, I'm saying that's why it's segmenting that way. Maybe so that they can guarantee that their audience is going to watch that many more commercials.
Yeah, I mean,
oh yeah, they're all selling ad space.
Yeah,
yeah, get 22 weeks.
Whereas in the BBC, I don't think that's part of the.
Well, I mean, that's why you're seeing more diversity in that area with Netflix. You aren't seeing a 22-minute runtime for a half-hour episode like House of Cards. You know, one episode maybe 45 minutes, one episode maybe 55 minutes. There's no rules to that. They don't have act breaks at every 10 minutes to go to commercials.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, and it's good stuff. But still, like, the Netflix shows are pretty long, too. It's really a matter of length for me. It's like when I recommend a game to somebody, that's not just something I casually throw out there. If I say, you've got to play this game, like, I mean it. Because I don't just say, oh, yeah, dude, you got to check out this game. Just spend 15 hours of your life doing this.
Just say like Emilio. I know you're thinking it. I know you're thinking it.
No, everybody does that. Just like on whimsy. Oh, you got to watch that TV show. Really? I need to spend 100+ hours watching this television show?
Well, IMDb says it's the greatest show of all time, yeah. Breaking Bad. Come on.
Yeah, and I'm sure it is, but there's also another factor in it as well, and that is if you discover something on your own, it's more meaningful to you as opposed to everybody cramming it down your throat.
Disagree.
No, I
couldn't disagree more.
No, absolutely. If you
that's hear, called hipster mentality. What you just said is like, oh,
no. This existed,
I was the first one to like this.
No, this existed way before hipsters. There's a sense of ownership that people have when they discover something on their own, or sure. If you sit down and watch a movie with your friend, yeah. That's something you have it's in common together.
No, the other thing is, if everybody says it's good, then you come in with the expectation that it's really good, and then you're going to be disappointed.
Yeah, the expectations are high.
Yeah, so. When did we get on TV shows?
I don't know. Let's talk about some other news.
Let's agree that Walking Dead Season 3 is coming out, and I don't want to play it. And
well,
Bobby
no,
does.
This is why. Oh, shit, do you guys want to get off it? Because I was going to binge gaming. I will always, 100, doesn't have to do with the price. I'm going to wait till every episode's out. There's no way I'm going to play an episode and wait a month or 2 months for the next episode. No way. I don't care if I was uber rich. I'm not going to play this on day one, no matter what. I'm going to wait till they're all out and play them all in 1 or 2 days.
But you, for example, you watch Game of Thrones episode by episode.
Because I have to.
Yeah. So, afterwards, would you have rather have waited till the season end and watched the whole season?
I can't do it because it's such a big thing. There's spoilers everywhere, gotcha, and you can't do it. Yeah. And I got to give them props. The new season of Game of Thrones is I read a whole article about combating piracy the best way possible, which is worldwide release at the exact same time. Mm-hmm. So spoilers are going to be everywhere every day. So if you're not watching when they put it out, there's a risk of, which is, I mean, it's one way, you know, and it doesn't matter if you're in China or whatever, it's going to be 2 a.m. whenever it comes out, that's when it comes out. So that's
our TV segment of DL Gaming. Now back to the news. What else we got?
Really quickly, the Vive is going to be free for devs.
What's the Vive again?
It's Valve's virtual reality kit.
I don't know why I put free and small. I meant big and small. So, you know, indie developers, everybody's going to get a dev kit for free, which I thought was pretty cool.
Can we sign up and get a dev kit?
I hope so. We got to make our tit simulator 10,000.
We'll get greenlit for that, and then we're in. That's cool. That's cool. And I totally, that makes sense that Valve would do this.
Yeah, for sure. It seems like more, like maybe because it's data and not physical objects, but I feel like nowadays, I hate saying that because, but anyway, but nowadays, things are free so much more than they ever were 50 years ago, which I don't remember. But seriously, like, it's so hard. Like, our podcast right now, we give this out for free, obviously. It's
there's a lot of there's a lot of secondary revenue that goes on now.
It's attention. Everybody's vying for attention,
yeah.
Dude.
Yeah.
Well, but attention
more
equals,
numbers, yes.
Equals money.
Oh, yeah, eventually. Yeah.
Eventually. Yeah. A lot of people.
We're going to get off on a 20-minute tangent on economics now.
Okay. Next up. What's that next up on the news?
Gabe Newell has been put into Crawl. He's like the last...
The one that we played?
Yeah. Okay. And he's like the last guy or whatever, or like a really bad boss.
You know what's funny?
It's awesome. There's a, like a 7-second GIF that shows all his powers. He's just like, he looks like him. Okay. He's a big, fat, round dude. But he sprouts fucking claws and he spouts blood from his mouth.
And this is on Steam. Has he responded? Has he made any comments?
I don't think he really.
This is not the first time I've seen Gabe Newell in a game, though. He was also in Knights of Pen and Paper Plus One. I think they changed his name around a little bit, like it was Nabe Gule or something, like they switched the letters, but it was obviously him. And there's actually a game out there. I saw this in a bundle on groupies.com. It's funny how that's a site for bundled games. It sounds
amount
like
amount of knowledge in this guy's head. Dude, if video games didn't exist and we were just like a caveman tribe, this guy would know what every flower did if you ate it.
Well, people don't know he's actually a half autistic. Like this is like
this is all he does well.
Yeah, like
we have to carry him
like
to
an idiot savant. Yeah, like he can't figure out how to get in the gate. We gotta go let him in.
I've thought like maybe I should put this to better use, like counting cards or something, like Rain Man that shit. Go to Vegas, be like 11, definitely 11. Get rich.
Wow. So
get rich in what? Game.
And then go back to playing video games. Yeah, but he has made some appearances, and I wonder how I think at this point, Gabe Newell is just along for the ride. He's just like, fuck it, because he is all over the place. There's so many gifts of him.
I see a lot of yawning in his life. He's just like, oh, that? Oh. You know what I mean? He's just like,
he
so
is
much.
The PC celebrity, though, right?
He's the gaming god, or the PC gaming god.
I don't think he really wants that title, though.
No,
he doesn't. Yeah.
Nah. Well, tough. You made a great fucking system called Steam. Now you got to deal with it, motherfucker. Yeah. And come out with fucking Half-Life 3 and we'll stop talking about you, motherfucker. Anyways, what else we got?
Bob, do you want to finish on Gabe?
Sure.
Not on his face. I mean...
Finish.
Boom. Up high. Come on. Yeah.
Yeah, let's do that. One thing I wanted to do is at the end, when we reach the end of the episode, just kind of mention the stuff that we went over. Just a quick recap. We talked about Hearthstone, the Blackrock Mountain expansion, Legend of Grimrock 2, Marvel Heroes 2015 version, Discourse, spelt with a Y, and The Binding of Isaac. Anything else I missed? What were we talking about? Heroes of the Storm. We talked a little bit about that as well. Okay. And yeah, you can check us out at dlgaming.net.
We don't want to talk about what we're playing next week? Do we know what we're playing next week?
Oh, yeah. More Heroes of the Storm for me, obviously, but what about you guys?
You are the worst, almost as bad as Emilio, the binge playing. Like, you are numbered shortly behind Emilio.
Dude, he's really liking the game. I'm all for this. Hey. He very rarely likes something this much.
I know, but
new
he's killing our podcast because he doesn't have something to talk about.
You know, we got
fun. No, I try to work in one game a week. I tried to get in two this week, but I could not take Dead or Alive 5. I played 5 minutes of it.
Nothing in its history has ever been good. Why would you buy a 5?
I've never played anything Dead or Alive.
I have it on console. We can try it out.
Yeah, it has the worst story though, and all fighting games do. We talked about movies, game movies, like a couple weeks ago.
Whoa, whoa, whoa! You telling me Ryu going around the whole world carrying just a knapsack just to fight everybody that's can fight isn't a good story?
Well, first of all, Street Fighter didn't have a story, at least not Street Fighter 2.
Well, each one of them had a story.
Yeah. Well, at the ending, you saw a bit of it. But I'm talking about a lot of fighting games these days have an actual... Yeah, they have an actual campaign, like, they have a narrative.
MK's got a great one. Remember MK's narrative? Yeah. And then it followed over into Nid Justice.
Mortal Kombat?
Yeah.
See, I don't know. That one was the first time I was like, wow, like I had seen that kind of structure for a game, like trying to work a story in, and I thought it was so ridiculous because...
I thought it was awesome.
Multi-dimensional...
Different things going on. It switched characters.
They'd switch characters, but they would like, you know, two people would like bump into each other and they'd be like, fuck you. No, fuck you. And then like...
Here's your spot, motherfucker. How do you like that?
And then a fight would break out.
You summed up Injustice to a T right now.
See, I haven't played Injustice.
Yeah, that's exactly what it is.
That would happen. And then at the end of the fight, they're like, oh, okay, I guess we're cool now.
Yeah. Wait, you're in the same room as me? Like, come on.
Yeah.
Square up, motherfucker.
It was so contrived.
No, but like as far as fighting game stories goes, the MK series with Injustice, that's the best by far. Right?
I haven't played enough to comment on that.
It wasn't my game. I'm just saying it is contrived.
Definitely.
Yeah. And I have heard that before.
What
a lot of people have said.
Top secret lab.
Like you spill some guy's coffee, then you brawl it out, and then you're like, all right. Yeah. But no, I've heard Injustice does have a better story than most of them. But,
it was a very, as far as story wise, probably the best done.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying.
Game ever. Okay. No.
It still doesn't.
How do you put a story into a fight?
That one part of it.
You really have to shoehorn in like something like that just to get the fight in there. You know, just to bring it to that situation.
I think Injustice and MK9, you could buy it just to play the story, because that's.
I did it for Injustice.
Yeah, it was fun, right?
Yeah.
They had different like games. Like there's ones where you had to like block hats or something. You know, like. Like, it wasn't always just, like, square up and fight, motherfuckers.
Well, you know what's worse about this is they take these fighting games and try to make an actual movie. Two nights ago, I was going to go see that movie, It Follows, but I ended up staying home and watching Mortal Kombat. The original from 95. First of all, I forgot how hilarious it is that when a fight breaks out, like, the dude does the shout thing, like, Mortal Kombat, and then it goes into this, like, 90s, like rave music. Yeah.
Yeah, Mortal Kombat.
Okay, but let
so
me say...
So much info to start talking about. Go ahead.
This movie does not hold up, man. It was
Wait, hold up. Has any movie from the 90s held up?
No.
No, there are some.
But no, I mean, what's one movie from the 90s that has held up? There is not a single one.
No,
if you watch Gremlins right now, it would be terrible.
That's 80s. You're dating yourself.
That's not 80s. It's got to be
80s. Gremlins? Yeah, that's 80s, dude.
God damn, I'm old.
Yeah.
Even Gremlins 3 might be like 89. Anyway, we're digressing way too much.
Yeah,
what are we talking about here?
We're wrapping the show up. We're supposed to talk about what we're playing next week, and then we're wrapping the show up.
I'm watching Mortal Kombat 2.
What are we playing next week? What am I playing next week? I'm going to play some more, what is it called? Marvel Heroes 2015. Yeah, next week is another wing from Hearthstone.
Next week, a little spoiler here, we have one of the developers from Darkest Dungeon going to do a interview with us, so that probably won't be on the next recording, maybe the recording after that.
It's in the works.
So I'm going to be playing probably only that.
Yeah, I need to get going.
We all need to play that game. It's an amazing game. So,
yeah. One of the best games this year, right?
I think
it's our winner
that we played and talked about. Yeah, that we played and talked about. That probably is the best game, like the one I would recommend.
That or Heroes of the Storm. I mean, it's good.
If you can get a key.
If you can win.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I haven't won.
Chad, what the fuck?
I'm not a bad Heroes of the Storm player. Am I?
Well, you're. Bobby? Wow.
Well, put me on the spot.
So that means yes.
It's a MOBA. You have to play hours and hours of that just to get adequate. You know, like it's just you're not a bad player, but you got to be.
Not really. I'm owning really these good. Bots. You wouldn't even know. I went 20-0.
Yeah, and bots are tough too. They're really hard. How about you guys? What are you guys playing?
I don't know. I'll find something to get into.
What are you playing? You didn't say.
I just said nonstop Darkest
Dungeon.
Okay. Yeah. That's right. All right, wrap us up, Bobby. This is going on.
All right. So dlgaming.net is our website. You can check us out there. That has links to everything, our Steam group, our Twitter account. We're pretty active on Twitter. Not so much YouTube right now, but eventually. That's about it.
There's going to be a Twitter contest for another giveaway next week coming up. Actually, I'm going to give away like two or three games. I'm going to give away some Steam cards. So follow me on Twitter, dlgaming.net. Yep. And motherfucking titties.